more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Thursday 52. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, President Trump revoking Obama guidelines on transgender bathrooms. We'll find out how that's going to affect Michigan students. Also, is President Trump dangerously mentally ill? We'll find out. But first, in Lansing, we have a real race here, a real mayoral race, now that we know that Andy Shore is in the race. And, of course, he's going to be facing off against Mayor Virge Bernero. So what is this going to end up looking like? Let's talk to Bill Ballinger, publisher of The Ballinger Report, theballingerreport.com. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
And, you know, we had Andy Shore on last night. He wouldn't say one critical thing about Mayor Bernero. He said he's going to run a clean campaign. How's that going to work for him?
It could work well, because I think there is a lot of Bernero fatigue. In fact, some people were tired of Bernero from the moment he was elected. He's a very polarizing politician. You're either with him or against him. And he does little to try to bring people together in many ways. So Andy Shore is basically saying, I'm a kinder, nicer version of what it takes to be a great mayor of Lansing and get things done.
Okay. Now, do you imagine on the mayor's side that he will be running the same kind of campaign that Andy Shore plans to?
No. I mean, I think the mayor has already taken the gloves off. Over the weekend, he criticized Andy Shore for being hypocritical in claiming he was going to be running a very clean campaign, when in fact there were hidden, shadowy groups supporting Shore and opposed to Bernero, who were trashing Bernero. And Bernero was claiming that Andy Shore is trying to have it both ways, and that's not going to fly, and he's going to call him on it.
And the mayor was on this morning here on WILS, on the 1320 WILS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. He told Dave he won by 62% 8 years ago. He won by 70% 4 years ago. He says that's going to be hard to beat. What do you say to that?
Well, there's some truth in that. Look, you can't beat something with nothing. Virgil Bernero basically has built a reputation as saying, I'm America's angriest mayor. I'm in your face. I'm very aggressive. I'm going to offend a lot of people. But guess what? I get things done. I've made things happen here in Lansing. Lansing is a better place because I've been mayor. That's what he's saying. So, you know, he's basically challenging Shore to show Shore what it is that Shore has got, other than claiming he's a nicer person than Bernero. That's pretty easy to do, to justify electing Shore as mayor. He's saying, well, you may elect Shore, and then what's going to happen? Yeah. Nothing.
Well, he's a state representative now. Does that prepare you to be a mayor, you think?
Well, evidently it prepared Virgil Bernero to be mayor, because that's where he started out in state government. Before that, you got to remember, both these guys started out on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. That was their training ground. And each has come up through the ranks. These are two time-tested politicians, and in the era of term limits, they're always looking for their next office to run for. And Bernero was able to successfully get out of the House and Senate before he was term limited and get elected mayor. Shore is now looking to do exactly the same thing.
Talking to Bill Ballinger, publisher of The Ballinger Report, theballingerreport.com. He said there's Bernero fatigue. What evidence is there of that?
Well, I would just point to continuing news coverage of various confrontations between Bernero, not only in the news media, but other politicians and the general public. You can go right to the heart of the matter, and that is the city attorney and the disappearance of this woman.
The Jeanine McIntyre deal you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Now, you know, Andy Shore wouldn't comment on that. Is that wise for him not even to talk about something like
well,
that?
Well, look, there's a long time to go. We're 2 months from the filing deadline, let alone the August primary. So let's see what happens. But that's a huge 800-pound gorilla in the room. And Bernero has obviously looked terrible in this whole fracas with the city attorney, and he's never given a good explanation. A lot of people are very resentful of the way he's handled this, and I'm including, you know, all the establishment Democrats in the city who have otherwise basically supported Bernero.
Now, T.J. Buchholz, he was on earlier in the week. He's a friend of Andy Shore's. He said the mayor's a transparency issue. Is he really less transparent than previous mayors here in Lansing?
That's probably true. But, again, it's all a question of what you can get away with. In fact, one of the last comments I saw from Virgil Bonero on the issue we've been talking about is, well, we'll litigate that in the next election. That's what he said. So if Virgil Bonero wants to stand by the way he handled with the departure of the city attorney, you know, if he wants to depend on the voters to decide whether he did that right, okay, they're going to have their opportunity.
Other than these cases we're talking about, the larger economic situation and condition that Lansing is in now, the improvements we've seen, is it fair to give him credit for a lot of that?
Well, he deserves a certain amount. Yeah, I think he does. And I think he's aggressive, and he's very articulate in explaining what's going on. I mean, that's one good thing about Virgil Bonero as mayor, and that is he's a talker. Mm-hmm. And he's not afraid to talk about the issues and what's going on. Maybe he dodges a few, like the city attorney we're just talking about. Mm-hmm. But I think that's an important part of the job. That's not to say somebody else maybe couldn't do just as well at this point mm-hmm. as Virgil Bonero without maybe raising a lot of the red flags that Virgil Bonero has, but he does a good job of that.
Now, what about name recognition and just the power of the incumbency? How much of an advantage does that give Mayor Bonero?
The incumbent generally always has the advantage. I don't care what race you're talking about, whether it's local, state, or national, all things being equal. But sometimes they're not equal. Sometimes if the incumbent is really screwed up, it becomes a liability to be the incumbent. You know, name recognition, yeah, obviously Virgil Bonero has like almost 100% name recognition, but I don't think Andy Shore is a stranger to the citizens of Lansing, so I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, that poll that was taken last September gave Andy Shore an over 17 percentage point advantage head-to-head against Mayor Bonero. Do you think it's really that big of a spread going in right now?
I find it a little surprising it would be that big right now. I just think maybe that's a reaction to Bonero himself as mayor, as we've discussed or as I brought up. Mm-hmm. He's a very polarizing figure. And, you know, when you're a polarizing figure, generally what happens is, are you for this person or are you against? And anybody who's against the person says, well, I'm against. But then the question is, who are they going to support as opposed to this person that they supposedly don't like? Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't quite work out the way people think it will.
Yeah. In terms of challenge, is this going to be the biggest challenge the mayor has faced so far then?
I think so, yeah.
And just because, and why is that? Is it something about Andy
in
particular?
I think Shore is a quality opponent. He's a very quality opponent. He's a person who has come up through the ranks and basically shown himself to be an articulate, intelligent, competent performer in the County Board of Commissioners, in the State House of Representatives. I'm not saying that automatically guarantees he would necessarily be a great mayor in an executive position. Maybe not, but I think he looks like He's got credentials and ability and talent that transcend that of any other opponents Bernero has faced. That doesn't mean that Shore is unbeatable and that, you know, his weaknesses cannot be exposed.
Does he have any clear weaknesses that you can see right now?
Well, I wouldn't say right now you can necessarily say that unless it's simply that he looks like he hasn't really come forth with some kind of compelling vision and strength that would convince people that, look, we would like a nicer mayor, yes, but we'd also like to be convinced we got a mayor who can really get some things done.
Personality-wise, are they polar opposites then?
Almost polar opposites, yeah. I would say, yes.
That'd be very different. You imagine a whole different relationship with city council under a mayor, Shore?
Well, you know... You never know who's going to be on the city council for sure. Yeah. I would think it would be very different than Bernero. Although, I got to say, I honestly think that Bernero's relationship with the city council now is a little bit different than it was 4 or 8 years ago because the city council has changed.
By better, different, you mean better or worse?
I think it's actually been not quite as hostile. But I think it's maybe because Bernero realizes, you know, I tried to get rid of Brian Jeffries. I did. And I remember, I got to tell you this, Mike, when it happened, I said, be careful what you wish for. You may regret it. And sure enough, Judy Brown Clark comes on the council.
She shows up. And guess what? She may be running for mayor herself, right?
Exactly. So,
Bill Ballinger, publisher of the Ballinger Report. Find him at theballingerreport.com. Bill, just always a pleasure having you here. Thanks.
Glad to be with you, Mike.